If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Through 25 seasons,
hey!
4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast.
Today, we've handpicked some of the most insightful women we know for an unflinching look at the truth about getting older.
This is what 50 looks like.
This is what 53 looks like.
I'm 60. I'm saying it like an anthem.
The most shocking thing about your body changing is waking up in the morning and having those creases on your face from the sheet or the pillow case, and it doesn't go away till after lunch. And I'm going, what is up with that?
I read a sign once in some place that said that inside every older person is a young person really surprised. And my friends and I, all of the front edge of the baby boomers, are saying, is this like a joke? Is this gonna play a joke on us?
I don't like to say anti-aging. I like to say longevity. Anti-aging is like antiviral. It's like aging is not a virus. It's a good thing.
Wait till you hit that point where you're just doing the leg lifts and the squats and things ripple that shouldn't ripple. They were not born to ripple.
Every now and then I think, oh, wow, gravity has really taken hold of that. And you don't see it coming. So I think all of it's a bit surprising. Sometimes I see people that I haven't seen for a long time and I think, oh my God, they've gotten older. And then I think, I guess I have gotten older.
I look in the mirror out of the shower and I say, not bad. Not bad if you got caught suddenly in a bathing suit in one of those magazines, if you were just turned like this, not bad.
All right, Ms. Ward, Ms. Woodard, and Susan Sarandon and Diane Sawyer, we thank you so much for being so honest. But here are three more wise women who are coming forward today to talk about getting older. Diane Carroll made TV history in 1968, becoming the first African-American actress to star in her own sitcom, Julia. In the 80s, Diane dazzled audiences again on Dynasty. Today, at 71 years old, she is back on television. She plays Dr. Burke's mama on the ABC sensation Grey's Anatomy. With a genius-level IQ, Academy Award winner Gina Davis is the embodiment of brains and beauty. And with three kids, all under the age of 5, and a handsome husband 15 years her junior, Gina proves that life is fabulous at 50. Nora Ephron is the creative genius behind the two hugely popular romantic comedies, When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle. Today, at age 65, this writer, director, is putting her own neck on the line. She's revealing some of the funny and brutal truths about aging in her best-selling book called I Feel Bad About My Neck. That is one funny book. Please welcome Gina Davis, Diane Carroll, and Nora Ephron. As many of you who saw our Legends Ball, Diane Carroll was one of my favorite legends because when I was growing up, I loved watching her on Julia, and she was a groundbreaker. And because of her, it was possible for me to be where I am, and she is wearing the Legends earrings today. That's so nice.
Thank you.
Better than any of my husbands ever gave me.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. Well, you know, I cannot believe that you're 71. This is what 71 looks like?
This is what 71 looks like. But I have to tell you, I'll be quite honest, I don't believe it either.
Yes.
I don't know where it came from. I was not expecting it much sooner than I was looking for it. But it's okay. It's okay. I don't mind because I think I prepared for it all along the way.
Yeah.
I just didn't all of a sudden wake up one day and say, oh my God, everything's going downward and I want it upward. So I think if you prepare for it, I think it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. I don't mind.
Were you prepared for 65?
I wasn't prepared.
And I see you covering your neck, Nora.
I am. I wore this.
Feel bad about your neck?
I wore this just to show you what it's like to go shopping when you're older.
Okay.
I was not prepared for many things because nobody tells you. And here's what I really wasn't prepared for. 62, you know what you get as a present for your 62nd birthday? No one tells you this.
What?
A mustache.
No.
Yeah. This, I really did not know this. So by the time I got to 65, first of all, I was glad to be here. It wasn't like 60. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm 60, or oh my God, I'm 50.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here.
Glad
this
to be here.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is really
Which
good.
Which I think is a philosophy everybody needs
yes.
to hold. You're
yes.
still here.
Yes.
You're
yes.
still
this
here.
It's a major thing. Nonetheless, no question, the battery is dying. 65, can't quite pretend that half your life's ahead of you.
Yeah.
And don't think about it.
You don't think about it.
No, you mustn't think about it. If you're having a good 65
yeah.
and everything's okay, just say, okay, I want to have a good 75. So whatever it is that brought you to that 65 in the condition that you are, do more.
Okay. Yes.
Take care of it
yes.
more. If it
so
was exercise,
you just turned 50. Right?
She's a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a child.
A child.
Yes.
What does that feel like to you?
You know, it's fantastic. I really love everything about it. I have thought I look better every year.
Uh-huh.
There's no year that I say, oh, I wish I looked like I looked last year. And I mean, there may come a day where I'll say, I wish, now that I'm 78, I wish I looked like...
I wish I was
I did
busy.
When I was, yeah. But I like myself more. I feel better about myself. And I'm...
There is something that happens at 50. Would you agree?
Something definitely happens
yeah.
at 50.
It happened to you too, right?
But I think it happens yeah. differently
for
different people.
Was it?
I can almost not remember.
Really? No, but something does happen where you feel.
You mean
I remember
besides the hot flashes.
Yeah. See, I'm. Yeah. I don't have hot flashes.
I didn't either.
I didn't. You didn't either.
No.
Oh,
I think that's delicious.
No. I didn't have. I think it's hereditary. If your mother had them, you had them. My mother
probably.
You had them.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was, in fact, directing Sleepless in Seattle in rehearsal in a room full of actors taking my jacket off, putting my jacket on, taking my jacket off, putting my jacket on, and thinking, well, thank God everyone in this room is young because they have no idea what's going on. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have flashes. What, have you noticed any changes in your body?
You know, I really haven't. I feel like I felt when I was... You know,
and you remember everything?
30. My memory's pretty good.
You don't walk into a room and forget why you came in there?
No, I do that.
I promise you that it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about Gina's life, she has a family life that tells her the important thing is the family life.
Yes.
This is a job.
Yes, yes.
I'm doing a
job
and I want people to love me and so forth. But I have something important that I do in life.
Yes.
That changes the way you age.
It does?
Yeah. Because the pressure that they gave us when I came along 100 years ago is nothing. is more important than what you are doing when you are in front of that camera.
Wow. But at the time, I never even asked you this, at the time that that happened, you were the first African-American woman on television with your own sitcom. Was that, were you bedazzled by all that?
You know, I'm very lucky. I didn't know what television meant until I was on television and a part of creating something that they felt. And then that's when I became aware of my color to that extent and how it could be, work against me in my career.
You weren't aware till then?
Oh, not how deeply it could affect me. Yes, I wasn't
offered it. So in that place where you say, I just wanted to let you know I'm colored, and he says, what do you mean color? What color are you?
You remember
I watched, yes, I did. I watched every week, and you say, I'm a Negro.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I was learning from NBC and 20th Century Fox how deeply this
racial divide
that they
was
were taking,
yeah,
that they were making this contribution. And I, from Broadway, you don't feel that when you're doing a Broadway show in New York.
Yeah.
It's entirely
You know
different.
What she's talking about.
Well,
right?
New York is the whole, you know,
yes,
New York was the first place women felt great. You know,
really?
That's the truth.
Do you think so?
Yes.
When you sat down and wrote that book, I Feel Bad About My Neck, I was reading it in the backseat of the car, reading it on the plane. It's so funny, but also so true, this whole neck thing. But I think black women are different. I think we're, you know, black don't crack, you know?
Yes, I'm glad you said it and not me.
Yeah,
that's all I can
say. I was waiting for a line in there,
but let me tell you a couple of things she said.
What?
Across the board. When she said, don't feel that you're going to have a neck job. Because you cannot have, there's no such thing as a neck job.
There's no such thing.
I didn't even talk to Gina on the plane last night. I was so involved in this book.
Really?
And I remember the first time I went to discuss, because I believe in plastic surgery, I want the world to know.
But you believe in it?
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. Would not be without it.
Really?
Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Okay.
There's going to come a day when they're going to say to you, no more.
Yes.
But whenever you can do a little thing that you could do.
Yes, I think it's a way of negotiating with getting older.
What?
If you're still in the negotiation phase, anything you can do. Plastic
why
surgery.
Not?
I myself have not done anything that involves total anesthetic or wild pain. But everything
She's
short of
She's seeing an analyst about
yes.
that, right?
Okay.
Now.
Sometimes I'll find myself feeling just deep grief that I'm probably never going to look like Cameron Diaz. It just drives me crazy. I just don't see that in my future. Perfect skin and not having wrinkles around the eyes and being long and very lithe and toned. And my experience is that gravity does not make things higher and firmer.
I complained all my youth about I don't like my legs, I don't like my thighs, I don't have a bridge on my nose, just constant complaints. The thing that I'm most grateful about my body is that it works. By and large, it works.
Thank you, Alfred Woodard and Anne Lamott. I'm back with Academy Award winner Gina Davis, the legendary Diane Carroll, and famed writer and director Nora Ephron, who has a great book out now that says, I feel bad about my neck. But one of the things that you say in the book is that what you write about that our faces are lies and our necks are the truth.
Yes, I'm afraid they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, you know, this is a thing that when you turn a certain age, there are a lot of books out there that you kind of look at and they're called things like The Joy of Menopause and Your Happy Golden Years.
Yeah.
And you're looking at these books thinking, what is wrong with these people? Don't they have necks?
Yes.
Because your neck is like the canary in the mine. The neck is the thing that is saying, don't kid yourself. You can put spackle on your face, basically. But this is the thing that is saying, uh-oh, you know, approaching the tunnel. So there
That's
it is.
That's why you wrote the book.
Well, that is why I wrote the book, yes.
You
know, and if our elbows faced forward, we would all shoot ourselves.
I never thought about
God,
that, but that is absolutely true.
Yes, that's why God
Have
made sleeves.
Yes. But Gina even said that when you were 40, you felt like you fell off a cliff. True?
It's true. You absolutely hit the number 40 and everything just goes, you know,
it's in terms of roles, really?
In terms of
roles.
Yes,
yeah, no, no, you mustn't become 40. It's not nice to be 40 in our business.
And I thought, well, I've got, you know, Meryl Streep and Susan Sarandon and Glenn Close and, you know, all those movies like French Lieutenant's Woman and Norma Rae were coming out. And I thought, well, I've got these women sort of a half generation ahead of me and they're going to change everything and lead the way. And then
you thought.
I thought. Yeah. And then it happened to them. And then I thought, well, but I'll be the exception, you know.
You didn't believe that it would happen to you.
I didn't believe it would happen.
And it has happened. So did you find that too? But we just saw you on Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. We just saw you on Grey's Anatomy. I'm having such a good time. It's a wonderful show. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
And it's wonderful to be on that set.
Yes. You know what I thought was wonderful? Even when you don't speak, when you were just rubbing Dr. Burke's hand.
Yes.
Yes, and you, when
but
you walk
you
in
like
there.
To rub Dr. Burke's hand. It's a nice hand.
Nice hand. But and how did that happen? I know how it happened. I just interviewed Shonda Rhimes for the magazine, and she said there was nobody else she wanted for that.
She absolutely said that.
Yeah, she did. Are we going to see more of you?
I want to come back. I'm dying. They have said that I will come back.
Yeah.
But television is very circuitous.
Yes.
I like that word.
Okay, this is big. Nora's going to share the number one thing she says aging women can do to make themselves look younger. What is that? Hair dye.
Hair dye.
I know.
You know, it's not... We always say...
I believe that.
We always say that 50 is the new 40 and 40 is the new 30 and all that stuff. And it's as if we deserve a medal because we're so virtuous because we're working out all the time and dieting. But the truth is, the big difference between us and our mothers is only chemical. It's hair dye. When my mother was my age, you could have two colors of hair. Blue or pink.
Yeah.
Pink was called strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. And, you know, there are parts of America where there are no gray-haired women. None. You can't see them. They don't exist.
That is true. And, you know, I hadn't even thought that until I was reading, I feel bad about my, I was reading that. And I was like, that is true.
Yes.
I know. And it's changed a huge number of things.
Have you seen a gray-haired person in Los Angeles lately?
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
Yes. Very seldom. There's no reason to be gray-haired.
No reason.
It also means that because women look a little younger, they can go into the workforce and stay there a little bit better. It's also the reason why so many women wear black. Because when you got old, when in the olden days, and you had gray hair, black washed you out. Now you have dark hair, so everyone wears black. So it's weird, you know, except for a few sad senators. And anchor women in Texas.
Who don't color their hair. Okay, here are more anti-aging secrets from actress Cela Ward, author Gail Sheehy, and Diane Sawyer. That's true.
I'm still looking for that magic wand. I think a lot of it just has to do with mama and grandma and their skin. When I was modeling in New York for years, I had to stay out of the sun and drink a lot of water.
Powder is the enemy of old age. No powder.
I think my secret weapon is a soulmate who always makes me feel interesting and desirable and who tells me, I think, the greatest compliment of all, I'm never bored when I'm with you.
Well, good for you, Gail. So, don't you feel like you're more of you, Diane Carroll?
Yes, you know, the word I used when I realized we were going to discuss aging is, I have to tell you, this is freedom for me, this age, this period, this time. I finally understood what my analysts have been telling me all these years, and that I paid $1 million to learn. Yeah. And that is, this is it, this is living.
Because you really don't care about what other people think anymore. Or do you?
No, I care.
Yeah, I mean in that area of, like, women try to do everything to please other people. Mm. Say yes.
No, that's gone.
That's gone.
Yeah, that's really gone.
Did you even ever have that?
A little bit, but not a hell of a lot.
Not a hell of a lot. Is it a myth, do you think, that sex gets better when you're older? Or is that true?
I don't think it's true.
There's no generality about that.
I read this stuff about how great your sex is after 60 and 70, And I just go, what are they talking about? But then I figured out how it could be.
What?
You could have the best sex of your life after 70 if you had never had sex before you were 70. That's the only way. I mean...
So, your husband is younger. Everybody makes such a big deal about that.
Right, right.
Does it, but when you're together, it doesn't even matter, does it?
You know, we stopped noticing really early on. We're very similar. And it's just a perfect... fit. And, you know, I sort of think, I've had many, many marriages, and...
How many?
A lot.
Well, I have a lot.
This is the fourth.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Good.
You're on
that's
the team. Good.
But I'm done.
You're on the team.
Are you both four?
Yes.
Three.
Okay.
Four.
Right.
Okay. I love that. You're on the team.
Three and three quarters. Yeah.
Okay. It took so much.
No, it took so much practicing to figure out that I was the problem. Wait a minute. Oh, if I keep marrying the same person, that means
you're gonna have the same issues.
I have to. Oh, okay, I'm really.
So
slow.
This one's working.
So this one is working.
And I hear that you now live alone.
I do.
Yes. And you like it that way.
I do.
Yes.
I do. I like it very much. I love company, you know, for a short period. Very nice.
Yes.
But I think, you know, if I am honest with myself, which I pay the $1 million to,
right?
I started early, and I have never been alone. I've always had a man, a husband, a this, a that. Mm-hmm. And when I realized after my last divorce that it was kind of special to be able to not have to report in. I'm enjoying it very much. Sometimes I make the call. Hi, how are you? Well, are you free tomorrow? Are you free for this weekend?
Really? Because
yeah,
you're 71 and you can do whatever you want.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, yes, yes. Would you like to go to Hawaii?
Yes. Yes. I think it's great.
Yes.
And the nice thing is if they say I'm busy this weekend, I am not demolished. That's what's always... You cannot be demolished by that. Mm. I mean, this sounds stupid, but you can't take it personally.
Really?
Say, listen, whatever weekend you think you can go, call me. We'll set it up. But if I'm going to have that childish feeling...
Yeah, so you're not invested in the answer.
There's the word.
Yes, you're not invested
absolutely.
In it.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Do you have any fears about aging at all? Fears?
Do I have fears? Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes, no. I mean, really, seriously. I mean, I'm afraid of dying. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to be very good at it. Really, I don't. I mean, there are people who are really, you know, there are people who
they
die
well.
Magnificently. Yes. It's going to be horrible.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to,
You know what you said? That is ultimately the truth. That's why there's all this anti-aging movement and the anti-aging creams, and because people don't want to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's just a constant sense of how am I dealing with this? Aging is just a fabulous word for the D word. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For death.
Anything that is the
dying.
Unknown, but keeps presenting the unknown to us. I'm a cancer survivor, and when I heard the word, I thought, oh my, no, this is not possible.
For you?
He's not talking about me. He can't be saying to me that I have cancer, because cancer is associated. But then you learn wonderful things about yourself. You know, if out of every negative, if you can try to find some positive.
What did you learn about yourself through cancer?
I learned, first of all, that I needed to learn to depend on my friends more, and I needed to nurture my friendships more because I needed them so much. It was selfish of me to wait until someone said, you have cancer, to do that. Mm-hmm. But I did that, and I was so happy to do that.
Wow. When was that?
I was 63
when
I learned that I had cancer, and I'm cancer-free, so they say there is no such word.
Our audience is full of a lot of women who have been having some burning questions for us about aging. So we invited Dr. Susan Love to be on call in case we need her medical expertise. She's the author of Dr. Susan Love's Menopause and Hormone book. So thank you for being here. Thank you.
Good to see you
from our neighborhood. So Kim Byrne Kim Byrne is 42 years old. What's your question, Kim?
My question is, what would you tell women in their 20s that they'd be shocked to discover about their 40s, 50s, and 60s?
Anything you think is wrong with your body when you're 20, you will be nostalgic for when you're 40.
Absolutely.
I would say to any woman who is 26 years old, put on a bikini and don't take it off till you're 36.
Carol Thomas, what's your question? Carol?
Hi. I'm 54 years old, and I'm already experiencing some thinning and hair loss. And also, I've got several little hairs that are growing in on my chin. My question is, what other wonderful things can I expect?
Wonderful
besides
things.
This, this thing, and knees, saggy knees.
Did you say what
saggy knees?
Else is there to be expected?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Another wonderful things.
Really? All of it's coming.
Yes.
It's all on the way. So beginning to take care of and getting your support. Ask questions of, if you have a friend and you like the way she looks, and you ask her, what is it?
What are you
is
doing?
Is this something your God gave you, your mother gave you, or did God send you to this place over here?
But Dr. Love, what is questions. The deal with hair? So you lose some in some places and you get more in other places.
Well, just as men lose hair and get thinning, we also do, and it's genetic. You know, if it goes along with what you got. Mm-hmm. But, and we get more hair as our hormones go down, we get a little more testosterone, we have more hair on our face and less on our head. I think you can use the same things men do if it gets really bad, propecia and all that. Maybe we should just transplant the hairs from our chin on our
head. Okay, but that happens to most women, correct?
Almost everybody.
Okay, Carmen has another question about hair. This is a courageous question, I hear.
Yes. I'm 53, and I would like to know why some women, not most of us, but some women lose the hair, especially down there.
Down there?
Yes.
That's yes. for you.
Okay.
Everybody's going, okay, that's for you.
Down there, yeah.
Why do you lose hair down?
So you lose it down there, and you lose it, use your pubic hair, and you lose your hair under your arms, too, as you get older. And.
Yay! Can't wait for that.
Yeah. There's some good. Yeah. It's, you know, we need the hair. The reason biologically we have that hair is to hold in the scent when we're trying to reproduce and, you know, just from a pure animal biologic
yeah.
thing. And so
I'm
once you
so
get...
I'm so glad you told me.
Of course, in this country, we try to get rid of all those scents, but anyway. Yeah. But as you get through menopause, so you're not reproductive anymore, but maybe more productive, you don't need that. And you really, the hormones shift, and you don't have as much of that hair.
So your body's just adjusting
it's
for
just
you.
It's just adjusting to the second half of life.
Okay, Mary Lou has a question. Where are you, Mary Lou?
Hi. Hi, I'm 58 years old, and I feel like I'm going through the menopause again for the second time. And I'm kind of embarrassed to ask this question like most women, but could you explain vaginal dryness?
Could you? Could you?
If you say drink more water, I'm going to kill you.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
No, vaginal dryness is also hormonal, and you get it anytime you have big shifts in hormones. So postpartum, a lot of women have some vaginal dryness. And not everybody gets it postmenopausally, but a lot of women do. And depending on the degree, you can do everything from lubricants and Astroglide to...
Astroglide.
Astroglide. It's a great... It's great. And
okay.
It just seems exciting to have it by your bed, even if you're not using it. You know? If it's really bad, then you can actually do local hormones, which work better than systemic hormones. The creams aren't so good because they're absorbed, but there are things like E-string, which is a ring that you put in
yes.
to your vagina. It's sort of like a diaphragm. You put
it
into the vagina
and it
releases.
Okay, so you put that where? You put it in your
vagina.
JJ? Yep.
Like you were doing a diaphragm,
yeah.
right? and it releases a small amount of estrogen over 3 months. So it doesn't, it's not systemic, doesn't give you breast cancer problems and all that as much as if you were taking
it's just
orally.
But
just slow release over 3 months.
A lubricant.
Works. No, it's not a lubricant. It's hormones.
It's hormones.
But it works great and is safer than systemic hormones.
Okay.
You going to use that?
I know about it.
Oh, okay. It is a prescription. You have to ask your doctor to prescribe it.
Well, you also, I've heard you tell the producers and say that if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Absolutely. And that's true of everything.
Yeah.
Your muscles, your brain, and your sexual organs. So you really have to approach the second half of life, you know, with gusto.
Is there a period of time, though, when you have lost it? I mean, like, if you had go, like, 10 years and you haven't had sex, you've kind of lost it.
No, whether it's sex or your muscles or your brain.
It's like riding a bicycle.
Really?
You
don't forget.
You can get it all back. You can, with the right stimulation, it will come back. And masturbation's okay too. You know, if you don't have anybody to help you, you can help yourself.
When I turn 80, I'd like to know that my life has been completely spent. Well, I'm hoping to have another 20 years after 80, but I'd like to know that I've loved, that I've helped make the world a better place, that my kids are happy, that I've tried. Yeah, I plan to get a tattoo when I turn 80.
When I'm 80, I'm going to regret every single diet I ever went on. When I'm 80, I'm going to wish that I'd fallen in love with myself at a much earlier age. On my last day, I want to have had dessert. I won't regret every single time I got into water to swim at the ocean, even though I felt a little shy and self-conscious about the cellulite and the parts of my body that keep moving when I stop.
Some wise and funny words from Susan Sarandon and Anne Lamott. One of the things I've come to appreciate more with every year I've spent on this planet is the value of every breath that you take. Are any of you feeling the pressure that time is running out?
Oh, yes.
You were just saying that, yeah.
Yes, and I mean, this is one of the reasons I'm so in love with one of the most important things in life at the moment, carbs. You know, because I've been really good my whole life. What if you are hit by a bus and the last thing going through your head is, I should have had that donut?
Yeah.
You know, this, so.
Carbs.
By which I just mean, savor everything. I mean, we live, let's just stick to carbs. We live in the greatest era of bread since the dawn of civilization. You can get good bread everywhere. But everything, you should just savor everything in some way or other so that every day is, did I do the thing I really wanted to do today?
Because that's really what it's about,
isn't it? Was I with the people I really wanted to be with? Was my dinner just fabulous?
Yeah.
You know, just, because absolutely soak it up.
Isn't that what it's about,
happy,
you know?
If you're happy, you attract happy people.
Yes.
And if you're unhappy, you attract unhappy people.
But isn't it
people.
Really about what Nora was saying? It isn't about getting older. It's about really getting to the point where you can live your life the way you choose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not about what anybody else thinks you should do or be. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Sometimes it takes a minute to learn how to do that. But you do have to make choices. And as you age, I find my time is very important to me, and I don't want to be in the presence of something that I feel is a waste of time.
Absolutely, or someone. But here's a great thing
absolutely
when you get older.
Someone, right.
Friends, meeting friends in places where none of you lives.
Oh, that's a good idea.
For me, part of being older is I'm more patient, and with that comes wisdom, definitely.
When I was younger, I just sped through everything. I had a good time some of the time, but I sped through it. I would say the more I go up in years, the more I appreciate being conscious of every moment, savoring things.
I wish I had known when to shut up. You don't always have to blow back when you feel under attack. You don't have to write the angry letter or make the angry phone call.
I have learned that I really need time alone. And I always thought that was a character flaw I had to kind of change, but now I have learned, no, that's part of who I am. I don't need Gail singing
on the cross-country trip. It set you free. Oprah, I felt your pain.
That experience may have actually aged me a few years. Thank you, Diane.
Oprah, please, may I just compliment you, because I don't know a man in the world in your position that would do this show with this topic. And I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. Sure. We want to tell women the truth about it. And what is the good news, do you think, about getting older, aging? The good news.
I had sort of crippling self-esteem problems when I was younger.
That's so amazing to me. I remember interviewing you for the magazine, and you were saying that. How do you get to be an actress if you're so...
Well, you know, if you can get maybe millions of people to say they approve of you, maybe you'll then feel better about
yourself. Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't work. I was modeling after I was out of college, and I was doing Victoria's Secret catalog and Cosmopolitan magazine, all this, you know, thongs
Look
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, I was wearing those panties that come like all the way up to your...
Grandma panties?
Yeah.
Grandma granny panties.
And I mean, G-strings and Cosmo, and
so you
that's
could do it for
how I thought
that was your work.
I really was.
So you'd gain confidence.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And for you, the good news is?
The patience, I agree with Alfred.
The good news? I know you feel bad about your neck.
I do, and I feel good. I don't have to shave my legs as much. You know, that's good. But the good news is I'm here, and I love everything. It was raining the other day. I said, it's raining. You know?
I just
really feel that I have learned, partly from going through difficult things with friends, you know, to not save the bath oil, because what are you saving it for?
Yes.
You know, give yourself a really fabulous bath and use up that bath oil.
Every day.
You know, because...
Every day.
But don't you think, really, I have found for myself that the best secret to aging is about your attitude.
Absolutely.
I think it's how you feel about yourself at any given moment. And if you are in love with yourself, if you feel that what you have to offer to you, yourself, your family, and the world, I think it's attitude. Mm-hmm. Do you? Do you agree
or
not?
I do. I will always remember my mother saying to me, Diane, you do know when I became 50, she said, I did not look like you at 50. And your 50 is wonderful. I don't know what you're doing, but she almost said honor it.
Really?
And continue to do that.
It's really great to hear from your mother.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for I feel bad about my neck. If you haven't read this book, you got to read this book and then talk about it with your friends. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Susan Love, thank you so much for being here too, for those questions about the JJs and things. Love's book is Dr. Susan Love's Menopause and Hormone Book. Thanks, everybody.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.